All right, so we've spoken about it a few times already, the idea about how a family should be expressing their values and be able to impart those values to their daughters specifically, not to run after money, not to run after rich families. And it also goes the same way as well for a Ben Torah, for a Talmud Chacham himself. V'hein me'emes, sheshavu b'shureyen, shegam ha'Talmud Chacham ein ha'roitzim b'bas asher. A Talmud Chacham should not necessarily look for someone who's a daughter of a very wealthy fellow. Shereitzim l'kayim ma'amir abasinu sh'omrun, necheiz dargo nesei v'tesa. Right, the Chazal says you should marry down, in a sense. What does that mean? You shouldn't look for a family that comes from the Spitz rich family, in a sense that you're kind of going up in your lot in life. More specifically, you should be looking for someone who's a little slightly down. What exactly that means, you have to know. Obviously, you want to look for a woman who, by the way, they always say, like, you should always marry a girl who's firmer than you. I've heard this many times before. When I was a bacher, I heard it quite a lot. You should always marry a girl who's firmer than you. But it's obviously not referring to a spiritual extent. You shouldn't be marrying someone who's low on the spiritual totem pole, but maybe in their quote-unquote class, the class list. Not to marry the daughter of the royalty, or the daughter of the duke, whatever it is, because that's not you. That's not who you are. But specifically, he's saying in terms of marrying someone who's from a wealthy background, you should focus primarily on marrying into a family of Torah, not into a family of wealth. You have to, of course, look at the brothers, as Chazal says. Because most specifically, girls will often follow the pattern of their brothers. If a brother sets a certain pattern, the family often, the girls specifically, will always follow afterwards. It's a very, very, very important thing. You know, it's nowadays, it's like a very big culture. A bachur will be in yeshiva, and he'll say, okay, kama shave bachur mi chevron. Right? I'm sure Shkoyle's never heard these terminologies before. What? Ma mechir shelo. Is this called sidur male? If anybody needs translations, I'm not going to give it. But, and he's like, kama ole ponovich, in comparison to like chevron, maybe tifrach. You know, you all the different numbers that are flying around, as if these people are only a slave at the market shop, you know, as opposed on the chopping block, no pun intended. But obviously it has a value to it, but only to an extent, and sometimes it can go a little too extreme. I'm not into bashing people, not into running, you know, saying things extreme. I know you're laughing, but it's actually true, which is that it's important to understand that there is a value behind it. Because ultimately we understand in Kamach in Torah, you need to be able to have that Yishuv Adas, that if you're hoping and you're expecting and you have that She'ifa that a girl wants to marry Talmud Chacham, then you should understand that means it's going to cost something. Right? There's certain yeshivas or sheshiva will say, you can't talk to any Bachar until you're willing to at least support for the first 10 years. What are you talking about? Yeah. If you're looking for a Ben Torah, I just said, if there's a yeshiva like that, it says, yeah, there's a sheshiva also. You know, you can't be a sheshiva without a yeshiva, which is, me. Some people think that, you know, they have to be honest, there are sheshivas out of yeshiva. But lamaisa, there's sheshivas that are makbid, they say, you can't talk to my bachrim unless you're willing to agree to 10 years of support. There is such an idea. You could argue a simple one fact, which is that in order for a person to shtag, they need yeshiva das. Now, a person could say, but is that the only way to yeshiva das? The answer is no. But generally, the way it works is, if I don't have to worry about my rent 2 years into marriage, it's going to probably take you out of learning. Most likely that's what it is. And I know quite a few people, just going back to the original point we were talking about, which is going dafka to marry the rich person, the rich family, and marrying to the rich girl. What happens oftentimes, you'll marry into a rich family, and most likely, you won't shlag from learning from that, because you'll be schlepped into the family business. You'll get accustomed to a certain way of life. She's accustomed to a certain way of life that you cannot match. It's impossible. So you have to know, you want to first marry the values. And we've spoken about a few times already the idea that the Chazon Ish says that a woman, even though she may not have come from a family that's a Bas Talmud Chacham, her father's Talmud Chacham, or a Kohel lifestyle, but a girl can make herself like that. The Chazon Ish says in Geres Chazon Ish, she writes that a woman, even though she does not come from a family of Torah, she can make herself into it. So if it applies also for a girl who'd say who was homeless, didn't have a family, could turn herself into that. And it for sure also applies to a girl who grew up in a much more, quote-unquote, balabatish family, a very rich environment. But she can make her values that value. And Baruch Hashem, I know quite a few people who are like that. The truth is, Chazal says something very fascinating. Hanois, someone who marries a girl, almanas, that she's a rich girl, on the fact that she's a rich girl, there's also the Ramah brings this down the halacha, you will not have zera kosher. Your children will not go the derech haTorah. It's a very scary thing. Adrabas, what's the nekuda fakeret? Is that if you marry, because you're marrying a girl for the wrong reasons, for the wrong values. If you're marrying somebody for the wrong value, unfortunately, it's mashpia in the relationship. The relationship isn't going to be as strong. the kids are going to pick up on that lack of relationship, and the kids won't be, and there's also a mystical element to it. But the point being is that if someone who does have the values and the proper attitude, then Hashem will not be yimna mimecha zera kodesh, because you married somebody l'shem shemayim. You know, whatever, we'll talk about the different times. What's the problem? What? You can't say everything, you know. Ad chatzi amalchus. All right, shkoyach.